Men are only age afore a sign. The 20th century was a bastion for speakers of Scots, and the time that seen the maist scathe tilt. This is a cause the twa chiels that had the maist direct gate to the hames of Scots folk, the skills and the media, new cam together. The skill inspectors and heeds had been threeping on Southron for the 1840s, and no mak and muckle heedway in mony pairts, where bairns just gaed back to speaking Scots, yince had scaled at the end of the day. But in the cities, where the traditional dialects hortered and jawed through the ganging of folk, and where Scots was now thocht old farrant, the Southron lead had a strang grip. Through the 1920s and 30s, a puckle screevers came together for to hease up the stonin' of rotten Scots yin's mare. Folk like Hugh McDermott, Douglas Young and Whelam Souter. But we nae public institutions gaen uphod, it was a sair fecht. Afore the 1920s, the ordinar Scots body rarely, if ever, heard the sound system of Southron, and she didna ken who Southron should be spoken. The phone had been aboot for a good while, but almost naebdy owned yin. But in the 1920s, twa split new graith kithed, the radio and the talking picture. Stations were set up in Glasgow and other airts, and new Scots folk could hear Southron speaking folk at ony time, but they couldna get hearing Scots spoken, no for ordinar. Scots that learnt the radio was telt to speak only in a language and tune that gaed bonily with Southron. Gin Scots was ever heard, it was used for comedy alone, and never for any douce or culture subject. By the 1950s, television had joined this set-up with the self and same gate of working. Coming along with a school system that was again the use of Scots, that by the 1940s, cod Scots speech worthless and wanting culture. It wasnae muckle wonder that the general can amang folk dwined, and the community became mair scant of them versant in the lead. When the steer for folk music came in the 1950s, when folk merched again nuclear weapons on the Clyde in the 60s and 70s, and when hame rule became a ken speckle mater in the 1970s, almost naebody debated their chiels through Scots at ony public forum, and never thocht to. There were a bit of steer, though, that bairns wasna getting to ken the historic literature of Scotland, that led to the conferences by the Associate for Learning the Literature of Scotland, and the founding of the Lallan Society, sign cried the Scots Lead Associate. The work of the dictionary bodies, steed it in Edinburgh, bloomed in the 70s and 80s, with a Dictionary of the Older Scots Tongue and the Concise Scots Dictionary set forth. And eke to this, bodies sic as Billy Kay started to write and speak about Scots again, through broadcasts and books. But still and all, them that published books and ran broadcasting thocht this aura.